Hello everyone, welcome to Markets Monday, brought to you by the HISA team. As usual, for those of you who are joining us in for the first time, what we do every Monday is we sit down, we discuss a few issues that are probably hitting on markets and technically looking at it from both a local and a global standpoint. My name is Felix Ocheng and I'm your host for this session. Now, just starting off with how markets performed over the previous week, we had a little bit of a look because we know Africa, technically, everybody's just trying to look into what's happening within Southern Africa, you know, and looking at it as well from a local standpoint. One of the things that we also definitely would want to have an overview over would be the performance of the local markets. Just to start you off, if you went through the HISA newsletter, which we shared earlier in the morning on Monday, then definitely you've seen our thoughts on HISA, on Chinese tech crackdown, where the Chinese government is actually, it's intensifying the fight against tech companies that that they are possibly assuming or alleging that have probably used data for their clients to, in one way or another, generally, just give guys more of it, you know. And so even at start of market open, one of the things that we've seen that is happening in China, first of all, is this morning we've seen China's markets really turn on the red. We're seeing the Shanghai Composite Index down about 2.55. That is at 8 a.m. this morning. We're also seeing the Shenzhen component as well, down about 3.53%, and also the China F50 down as well about 4.89%. So the main reason why markets within China plunging, you know, we had this discussion about Didi, Didi Global Inc., the company that actually listed on the New York Stock Exchange, I think about 3 weeks ago. And immediately after listing, Didi listed on a Thursday, and then on a Saturday, there was actually news that the Chinese government had actually had raised a red flag on Didi and asked the app, the company, to remove the app from both App Store, from app galleries generally. So that's Huawei App Gallery, also on Google Play Store, and also on Apple, on the App Store for iOS. So we're seeing here in this case, and China is really coming in hot onto, and we've seen a lot of other issues as well that started off with China, from the Bitcoin effect all the way to what we're seeing here at this time. So really, we're still hoping that the big tech crackdown in China won't really be a negative influence on most of the stocks. But now, sadly enough, we are seeing that there is actually a company, there's a group of investors who are actually seeking to file a class action suit against Didi for not going by the regulators, that is the Chinese Cyberspace Administration, by the time that they were listing, because guys have massively lost shares, shares for those who invested during Didi's IPO, you know. So that's one thing. From the IPO to date, that is at the close of Friday last week, Didi has declined about 52%. You know, it's literally lost about 2 billion in terms of valuation. Didi raised about $4.4 billion during the IPO, and now during as at the close of last week, the company had come down to about by about 2 billion in terms of market valuation. So guys are looking at filing a class action suit against Didi for that non-disclosure bit. And so we're really hoping that we'd really be in us, the HISA team, to just have a longer outlook on how this is likely to perform for the market. You know, very interesting things coming in one way or another. So we'll definitely be looking in for this bit before we can be able to proceed to that into that level as well. Onto the local space, one of the things that we were also looking at was the positive edge for the market. You know, outside DD, we saw most of the global market indices, starting from the S&P 500, looking at it as well. Also in terms of if you invest and you're also looking into various investment options as well in Europe, we're looking at the Stoxx 600 index as well, also gaining. So it was a fairly positive week for global markets, apart from those who invested in China. If you've invested in Asian markets, last week was definitely a bad week for you, because even in Japan, you know, we saw, though the trading week in Japan was pretty short because of the Olympics, which so literally they only traded on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But you know, we're seeing here the Nikkei N225 was down as well, 1.63% week on week, and also the broader topics index was down as well, 1.44%. So looking at that from Japan, and we're also looking into China, I really think, and we're also looking into South Korea. So we really have very few markets left in there. But now also another thing is India still continues to be a top leader. The only challenge that I know most of us have with India is because India has a lot of markets. You know, we have the Bombay Stock Exchange, we have the National Stock Exchange, and also the main challenge is because of the classification, not as a global market, but really as an emerging market, despite India having some of India as a country having, I think, the highest number of listings globally. So pretty much of a challenge. But also, one of the things that we'd really need to look into as well, if you want to look into India, one of the things that we always look at it is in commodities, because we look into gold. In this case, on the stock market, the Sensex was gaining. That is India's benchmark index. The Sensex was up and was gaining as well. And so we'll be looking into that, because, you know, the previous week we talked about Zomato listing onto the National Stock Exchange. And we'd really be keeping up, and we'll let you guys know on the updates for Zomato. Zomato. Yeah. All right. So looking at that off global markets and into the local exchange, a lot really happened last week. Despite the total market activity coming down in terms of turnover, in terms of the index, the indices, how they performed, the benchmark All-Share, that's the NSE All-Share Index, NASI, gained about 0.33% or 0.33 basis points, an equivalent of 0.18%, to close the week at 178.98 basis points. The NSE 20 and the NSE 25 share indices are similarly on the gain, adding about 0.49 and 0.17% in investor wealth. Now, the NSE 20 and the NSE 25 are up about 6.08 and 19.9% in year-to-date performance, respectively. If you're an investor and you're looking at the overall performance of the market, one of the things that we've always talked about is you looking at the performance of them, of the indices, because these act like benchmarks. You know, these are those pick points where you can be able to at least point out and say you're probably looking onto the market because of X and Y. So the overall market for the exchange has really been up over the past few weeks, and we're seeing the NSE 20 share index is almost back to the 2000 basis point mark, because right now it's standing at 1981. 0.91 basis points. So probably if things go well on the market, then we might end up seeing this week as a good turnout for the exchange, and would definitely be something good for those who are investing onto the Nairobi Securities Exchange. Looking at it as well from another standpoint, we saw the overall market activity in terms of turnover post a little bit of a decline, and also this also hit onto the volumes as well. So that's one thing I know every investor is probably trying to look into and just have that that level of confidence. The equity turnover increased by 0.9 by 0.36% with 1.84 billion worth of shares trading, compared to 1.83 billion worth of shares, which are traded on the other week. The number of shares, that's the volume of shares trading. Now that was down. So volume of shares was down, but the equity turnover was up onto an edge, because we're seeing here the volume of equity traded onto the securities exchange up as well, down as well by about 13.4% to close the week at about four with 48.7 million shares trading on the market, compared to the 56.2 million shares which were traded on the week earlier. Now, if you're looking on to now looking further into the stock performance, we're looking at the top five companies that traded last week on the exchange actually had a cumulative of 91.4%. So that means that the remaining companies, five companies last week, had a cumulative of 91.4% of the total market turnover. Something very serious. And I know we've always had this session. We've always talked about the risks where we have a few companies really just taking a little bit of the total turnover. And we saw Safaricom during that week as well, coming in and taking about 58.6% of the total market activity, followed by the banking sector, which came in and took 35.46% of the total market activity. Now, in this case, we're seeing Safaricom leading 58.6%. We're seeing Diamond Trust Bank as well, 14.03%. Equity Bank, Equity Group Holdings, about 10.69%. KCB, 6.33%. And finally, we had EABL with about 1.79% in terms of market capitalization. Now, I think imagine where the market is 1.8 billion, and we're seeing one company, that's Safaricom, taking in about 1.1 billion of the market. And yet, there are companies, if you're looking at this data, there are companies within the exchange that didn't even make a turnover didn't even make a turnover of 1 million during the week. You know, so I think that's a major point of concern. But still, it's up to the companies to really up their game. You know, there are a lot of things that we can be able to do to ensure that market activity really pulls up. First of all, we can definitely pick up onto the liquidity of the exchange, and then companies can also be more financially sane. We definitely want to have that level of involvement with all the other companies, you know. So really, we all want to pick it up with these companies that are trading onto the exchange. On the standpoint for me, I think I&M still came in as well last week, despite the low volumes in terms of activity. So that is one thing that really stood up for me. So I'm really looking into giving you guys an in-depth analysis as we talk about the banking sectors, which we are set, and we're waiting for the listed banks to come in and release the financial results. Within the next 2 weeks, we should be able to expect the first half of the year, that's the Q2 results for the bank. We'll definitely be looking into that. Now, if you invested into Nairobi Business Ventures, it's that time of the year when now you start feeling the heat. Because last week, NBV was the top loser, declining about 17.2%, 17.26% to be precise, in terms of shareholder activity. NBV was down to close the week at 9 shillings and 6 cents from 10 shillings and 95 cents, where it was at on the previous week. WTK, that Williamson T Kenya and Capture T were part of that, as the companies closed their books for dividend consideration. Rest Kenya continues to be a declining stock, you know, down about 8.41% to close the week at 4 shillings and 3 cents. On the gainers side, is they're very weird companies, but not really weird. They're unexpected companies in that list. We're seeing Liberty Kenya up about 22.5% last week, and we're also seeing East African Portland Cement up to 8.68. So East African Portland Cement was up to 8 shillings and 68 cents, up from 7 shillings and 30 cents, where it was at last week. In that list, we also have Transcentury, Unga Group, and ILM, ICLion Asset Managers, the Fiery Irate, coming in as well, gaining about 9.4% during that week. Now, this week, giving you guys now data from how markets have opened, as we get into the tail end of today's session, we definitely want to check, and you can, if you're joining us for the first time, go into the HISA app, download the app, and check out the live data that's coming into your end. As of now, NBV is up. So last week, NBV was the top loser, and looks like it's not giving up on that fight yet, because Nairobi Business Ventures is up about 9.27% as we speak, with about with a volume of 102,800 shares traded on the market. NBV's market capitalization is now at 4.5 billion. It's really interesting. Transcentury continues to gain about 6.4847% in today's trading session. CIC Group as well, gaining about 3.9%. Housing Finance. So there's rumor, something that's happening on HF Group. I will not say the rumor on this show, but definitely when it's confirmed, we'll definitely share that with you as well. And then we also seeing on the loser side, and I&M, which we had talked about earlier on, is up as well, 3.1% in today's trading session to about 22 shillings and 85 cents. Now, on the loser side, Uchumi Supermarket still coming in hot at about 7.41% on the decline, to trade at about 0. To trade not at about, but to trade at actually 25 cents per share. Nation Media Group for the first time is coming in down about 4% to 24 shillings per share. Remember, there's currently a share buyback program which is going on for on Nation Media Group, the stock that is being done by the company. So definitely, you might be able to want to watch on that. The buyback is going at 25 shillings. So buying at 24 might not really be a good idea unless you really plan to hold it for the long term. Britam Holdings is down 2.34%. BAT Kenya is down as well, 1.5%. And finally, we're seeing WTK, Williamson T, which was down last week, closed last week down by about 6.91%. Is also, sorry, WTK was down 9.03%, is down today on the market by about 1.08%. On the movers list, the guys that are moving volumes, we're seeing Safaricom has overtaken KCB, which was again about a minute ago. So Safaricom has traded 429,100 shares. KCB Group about 146,700. Nairobi Business Ventures has had 102,800. And finally, we have Equity Group trading about 87,100 shares traded onto the market. So on corporate actions, what to be prepared for that's happening this week. First of all, we have Total, which is set to pay their dividend, the first and final dividend of Total Kenya, set to be paid on the 31st of July. So that's one thing that I know definitely we'll all be looking out to. And Crown Paints is going to be paying the dividend of 0.60 on the 28th. That's 2 days from now. That's one thing you need to be prepared for. Investor, you need to check onto your account. Kenjan will also be able to pay the first and final dividend of 0.30, that's 30 cents per share. Kenjan had paid. I'm just seeing that notification. Yeah, Kenjan had paid. But then now Crown Paints will pay the dividend. And one important thing, so as an investor, one of the things you need to be always looking into, first of all, it's books closure and when the results, the financials are being announced. So Safaricom PLC is set to close the book for the consideration of a first and final dividend on the 30th of July. So that's 4 days away from now. That's on Friday this week. Safaricom will be closing their books for dividend consideration. So as an investor, if you want to get that dividend, you either go in now or wait until the next dividend will be paid by Safaricom, and that will be next year. So that's it for today's session. Thank you all for joining Markets Monday. Wishing you guys a lovely week. It's a sunny morning here in Nairobi. I don't know about you, but definitely a good week for you and also for us. So you definitely want to wish me a good week as well. I'll see you guys on Wednesday when we talk about the Bulls, Bears and Whiskey event at 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday, right here on Telegram. So if you have any concerns, you can be able to raise it on the chat. And also go into HISA There's a very interesting discussion. We're about to start. It's about markets, so you definitely want to get in and just figure out what we're discussing. Thank you for joining. Oh, and finally, trading on HISA is still coming up. We are doing a few tests with the regulator. We're really hoping to get that through, and then the trading will definitely come in with will come into you guys. Internal testers, I know you've had a bit of that taste. Yeah, testers having a taste of that trading. So definitely to be coming to the public soon. Thank you all for joining and have a lovely week ahead. Bye bye.